The assault on Iraq was the longest overland march in Marines history, a journey of some 350 miles from Kuwait City to Baghdad. Historically, the Marine Corps is an amphibious assault force designed to go no farther than 75 miles inland. In Iraq, most of the combat troops rode in an often mocked but now heroic vehicle known as the Pig. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The amphibious assault tractor, or Amtrak, is the ugly duckling of the American Armed Forces. Unlike its modern and deadly cousins, the Abrams tank and the Bradley fighting vehicle, the Amtrak looks like a cross between a bulldozer and a shrimp boat with a 50-caliber machine gun bolted on top. A direct descendant of the troop transports that stormed the beaches at Iwo Jima and Saipan, the Amtrak is brick-shaped with corrugated side armor and an extended snout for swimming. Its sound is unmistakable.
They have a distinctive whine of the engine and the turbocharger, and if you don't know what it is, you don't hear it. Also, you hear this whine, you don't know what it is, and all of a sudden here appears this 26-ton beast looking at you. It's scary. People are scared of these things.
That's Chief Warrant Officer Jack McLeod, Reserve Maintenance Officer with the 4th Amtrak Assault Battalion. The Amtrak will never be confused with a Cadillac Escalade. The ride is jarring, the noise incessant, and with 25 Marines plus combat gear crammed into a 6-by-13-foot interior, the legroom is, well, non-existent. Lance Corporal Alex Arredondo, Alpha Company, 1st Platoon, with the 1st Battalion, 4th Marines.
Riding in the back for 3 weeks is like taking a pounding on your ass. Because when you're going slow, going over all this rough terrain, you get tossed around a little bit and it beats the hell out of you.
The 1st Battalion Amtrak repair crew has taken over a garage in eastern Baghdad where the mechanics, covered in grease and dust, keep the Amtraks rolling.
Hey, Marines! I want these pigs straightened up as good as you can get them. Check out your suspension and do all your PMs.
Usually mechanics have 2 weeks at Camp Pendleton, California to get the Amtraks in shape to ship overseas. This time, unfortunately, no prep work was done, says Marine Corps Reservist 1st Sergeant Dan Brinsko, who's also a deputy sheriff in Jacksonville, Florida.
You know, they've been sitting for a while, so that means they need maintenance. We were rushed. We didn't get the chance to take our time and let the mechanics work on them, let the crews work on them. It was pretty much get them on the ship and go.
The battalion's 50 Amtraks arrived in Kuwait completely unprepared for the punishing trek ahead. On the march to Baghdad, the Amtraks start breaking down, like dinosaurs dying in the desert. Generators quit, belts snap, pipe clamps wiggle off, cooling systems fail, shock absorbers break, sandstorms clog air filters, tracks freeze up, bolts rattle loose and fall off. At one point, the battalion is towing 8 broken-down Amtraks, but the tireless mechanics, all reservists, work all night on the road to get them back in service. Eventually, 4 dead Amtraks will be left in the desert, stripped of usable parts. Jack McLeod doesn't blame the Amtraks. No one expected them to grind across the desert for 3 weeks.
They're not designed for this, but yet we're making it work. And that's our attitude. As a Marine, we adapt and overcome. We're going to say, what can we do to make this work better? And that's all we've done.
There were so many problems, it's almost as if someone had brought apricots. A Marine Corps superstition has it that apricots are bad luck on Amtraks, that when the fruit comes on board, the vehicles break down or even sink. Amtrakers Staff Sergeant Jack Kirkland, Lance Corporal Joseph Colmerritt, and Gunnery Sergeant Robert Germano.
No apricots.
Okay. You will pay a price if you bring apricots on.
No apricots. If you have trail mix, go ahead and throw it out the window or either pick out the apricots.
Part of the safety brief. It's part of the safety brief.
It's midday on April 7th on the south bank of the Diyala River. After their grueling journey, the Marines have finally reached the outskirts of Baghdad. The Iraqis have blown both bridges, and combat engineers are constructing pontoon bridges under fire. Thousands of tanks, Humvees, and cargo trucks are waiting to cross, but the pigs make straight for the water. Infantry platoon commander, Lieutenant Seth Moulton from Marblehead, Massachusetts.
You know, we got up to this river, which would have been a barrier to any other force, but I mean, we're the Marine Corps, we're amphibious, and we just said, hey, if we can't go across the bridge, we'll just go right through the river. It was a pretty neat op.
Water buffalo lolling in the water see the amphibious beasts coming and stampede out of the river. The Amtraks bob serenely across the stream and churn up the opposite bank. The pigs have made it. They've brought the first Marines in the division to the battle for Baghdad. John Burnett, NPR News, with the Marines in Baghdad.